We're back, and the solar eclipse just happened. We live in New Jersey.
It literally just happened, maybe 40 minutes ago?
Yeah, like 30, 40 minutes ago. We walked outside, we saw absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it just got a little bit dim. The most exciting part was you got stung by a bee during the solar eclipse. I think you might have been the only person of all time to actually have that happen.
I think I am. I walked outside because I wanted to see it. I walked onto the grass, and I was going to say to you that I'm grounding.
You're grounding?
Yeah, I'm grounding myself with the eclipse.
You really pulling up the energy from the earth? Is that what
it
is? Then
I got stung by a bee on my foot.
What
Should
is
I
grounding?
Show my foot? No.
No, don't show
it's not
your
free.
Foot. We're not.
It's not free.
That's on our OnlyFans. Subscribe. No, we don't have one.
We don't have an OnlyFans.
We don't have an OnlyFans.
Okay, so my first topic, it's about food. We've been on a food train. We just had our first live podcast ever at Virgil's Real Barbecue in New York City in Times Square. And now we're talking about food. Food has just been on my mind.
I like the taste testing. That was fun.
If you had to get rid of five fast food restaurants, which are you choosing?
Five fast food restaurants.
Yeah, so you brought this topic up with states last week.
Yeah.
I'm bringing it up with fast food restaurants.
Oh.
Now, I have my five, but I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm trying, like...
I know who you're going to pick first.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a healthy place. Is that a healthy place?
No, just bad fast food.
About
why would you need it? Why do you need it?
How about Arby's?
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Is it?
Yeah, that's on top of my list.
All they have is the meats. They don't have anything else.
They have good fries.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that who you actually thought I was going
to
take?
Yes. It's number one on my list.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Arby's. Okay.
Who else would you get rid of?
My mind.
You could pull up a list if you want of fast food restaurants.
Maybe. My mind goes to a place that like if they're oversaturated.
That's exactly where mine
right? What I'm thinking like McDonald's and all those like type of genre. So I'm keeping McDonald's and Wendy's.
Okay.
Burger King. Is there one that's like similar?
Not really. I mean, I love all three of those. So I would keep all of those because why not? There's so many fast food restaurants that just aren't that good, I think.
I'm getting rid of Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut? I went even lower on the totem pole. I got rid of Little Caesars.
Oh, you know what? Papa John's. See you later.
Papa John's isn't that bad.
No, Papa John's is
worse
than Pizza
Hut. Papa John's is not that bad.
Pizza Hut still has the cheesy bread, right?
What about Little Caesars?
Little Caesars? Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
You're keeping them for that? Just for the saying.
I don't like Papa John's.
All
yes,
right.
Just for
get
the slogan.
Papa John's
for
out.
The slogan, I'm gonna keep Little
get
Caesar.
Papa John's out.
I've
That's
never
two.
Had it. I can't knock it if I've never had it.
Yeah, I've never had it either, but it just doesn't seem great.
I could go without Quiznos.
Okay.
I don't need
That's
Quiznos.
Fine. I went with a sandwich place too.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to switch it to Quiznos.
Okay.
I just went with Jimmy John's.
Jimmy
but
John's?
Their delivery. Did you know their delivery?
I don't know.
It has to get there within 10 minutes of the order, I think.
Really?
And they ride on bike. Or 30 minutes.
I'm going to say it's probably
30. Yeah, it's probably 30.
10 minutes would be like a record.
I would get
delivery.
Rid of Quiznos too.
Yeah.
Mm. So let's get rid of Quiznos.
I like where I'm at right now. What about Long John Silver's?
I got rid of it.
Yeah?
Yep. This is a pretty spot on list here.
I like this.
Yeah, I got rid of Long John Silver's.
Do I have
never
one
had
more?
It, never want to have it.
I have one more left?
I have one more.
I'm thinking now in the Chipotle market.
Wow, me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like Chipotle and Qdoba. Qdoba free queso. What other burrito places are there?
Just say it. I know what you're going to say.
Bubba Coos.
Yep, that's what I got rid of.
Bubba Coos.
That's pretty spot on. Look, I literally wrote it. Arby's, Bubba Coos, Little Caesars, Jimmy John's, Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
But we'll change Jimmy John's to Quiznos and Little Caesars to Pizza Hut because you don't like Pizza Hut for some reason.
No. Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Let's make sure that's clear. We switched sides of the desk.
Yeah, if you didn't notice.
We got you. Pranked you. We got you.
April Fools on April 8th.
Day of solar eclipse is the
April
day of
month.
Jokes.
Yeah.
People who are listening to the audio, they have no idea.
Yeah.
They have no clue. So we didn't get you guys, but anybody watching on the live on YouTube right now.
Well, yes, let's switch back.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like
you know
it.
What? I feel
I like
I'm away
here.
From home over here.
Me too. I'm back, folks. I'm so back.
Ah,
feels like home.
That feels good. That feels so good.
Feels right.
So good.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to go over some things that's going on with us.
Why don't we go over some things that's going on with us?
Yeah. This Thursday, this podcast drops.
Uh-huh.
This Thursday, we have a big meeting.
We do have a big
which
meeting.
Which it's nothing crazy that's going to change with us or happen with us, but we're just meeting a prominent figure in the
social media space.
Yeah, we're going to Gary V's office. We DM'd him a year ago in 2023. He answered a year later in 2024. He said, "We see you." We basically asked him to come on the podcast and everything like that.
He put a smiley face,
said, "We see you," and then invited us to the office. He told us to connect with his assistant, I'm assuming. That's who it was.
Or he's just a good guy.
We're just a good guy.
Good guy, Zach.
Good guy, Zach.
He's got a great name.
Yep. And He invited us to the office. So as this podcast premieres, we would just be coming back from Gary Vee's office.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to live chat.
We might not be able to live chat.
So if we're not there on the live chat, I'm sorry, on YouTube.
We're in Gary Vee's office.
Yeah, we are currently in. Yeah, or at the Knicks event.
We're at the Knicks event. We have a big Knicks event after.
Is that another thing you're going to bring up?
Yeah, bring it up. Sure.
Okay. I mean, we're doing two things with the Knicks.
Two things.
Tomorrow, so 2 days after this podcast airs, we're playing basketball. Hopefully people will see some content that we create. Yes. At an open run that the Knicks are hosting. And then the next Thursday, or this Thursday.
Tonight, as in the podcast listeners, tonight, Thursday, April 11th.
Yeah, we're live watching the Celtics game with fans. So big Knicks week, big Gary Vee week.
Big Gary Vee week.
I don't know what else up.
Then next week is the Rangers game.
We got the Rangers game on Monday. We're going to be back.
So if you guys are going to be at the Rangers game, see us.
Some people message us. Friends text me now. They're like, are you and Brian going to be at the Rangers game? I'm like, we don't go to every Rangers game.
We've been going to a lot, though.
We have been going a lot. Thank you, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, so those are all the updates I have.
I think those are all the updates.
We just want to keep you guys informed. Since we're full-time now, we want to keep you more in the loop.
We're trying, yeah. How's the full-time experience been for you so far?
It's good. It's been going pretty good.
It's been going pretty
complaints.
Good.
We haven't fully gotten into it yet. This past week has been a little weird. It was my birthday. You had just got back for your trip. I feel like this is the first real week of full time because Zach was away for 2 weeks and then I was doing all makeshift stuff. And then now we're back. And now this is like the second week, which is like the first real week I feel.
It's full time focusing on content.
Yes.
It has to be all in.
I agree.
And that's where we're going to get to. And we're already posting more than we have.
Yes.
Six times a day in shorts.
Yep.
We're posting a long form video pretty much every single day.
Pretty much.
I know
the
week that you're watching this, I think we posted every single day.
Yeah. And we're going to start stacking videos. So we'll have more for the future for you guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
Like this week, we should have like one stacked by next week.
Yeah. At least. There's going to be a lot of content coming out. We're super excited. And keep supporting because we need you to keep liking.
Also, big Rolling Loud vlog is out right now. It aired 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Go check that out on the YouTube channel.
I feel like it's like almost overwhelming. I looked into, so we have a Discord set up, but it's not running. It's set up. It's there, but it's not running. We'll talk after this podcast. We got a lot to talk through in terms of potential things that we got going on. But I want to ask you a question. We started this debate a little bit at the Virgil's podcast recording.
Okay.
Have you ever peed in the pool before?
So
don't lie to me.
So first of all,
don't lie.
First of all, you said you've never peed in the pool, which is a straight up lie.
That's not a lie.
Yes, it
I've
is.
I've never done it.
Pause. Yes, it is.
No,
because
don't
when
say
you
when
were
I was a
baby,
kid.
You definitely peed in the pool.
I peed in the kiddie pool.
Second
I never
of all,
peed in an actual
second
pool.
Of all, you 100% have peed in a pool before.
There's no way. When
have
did
you? Have you peed at our beach pool?
That doesn't count.
It is a pool.
They fill it,
it is
with
a
the
pool.
Ocean. They fill it with the ocean. I'm talking chlorine pools.
I'm sure I have. Salt I don't do it like, pool. I don't go out of my way to go pee in pools, but I'm sure that I have peed in a pool before.
19% of adults admitted to having urinated in a swimming pool at least once.
I think that 79% of adults are lying.
That's only the people who admitted it.
I don't do it.
What
listen,
kind of, did you say 79?
Yeah,
81.
81%. Bad math. I think that a lot of people are lying because you, even if you don't consciously do it, I'm sure that you've peed like subconsciously.
Maybe like let a little out.
Yeah.
Maybe I let
counts.
A little out. I don't think that counts.
That counts.
I'm talking like fully like pissed in the pool. I have some other stats around it. Do you want to hear them?
Sure.
Urine was detected in 100% of pool samples tested
by scientists.
So then
there's no way.
By scientists.
There's no way 19% of people have peed in pools.
I know.
It's 100% of people almost probably.
And if you're in a like a fairly large pool that's like 130,000 liters, 75 liters in a large pool are piss.
What?
That's, you know, that's like 36.
Oh my God.
What's the math there? It's like 34
that's
and a half.
Much. That's too much pee.
32 and a half like 2 liter bottles of soda
that's
in the pool.
Wait. That means that like every person is peeing in the pool.
I'm no, but it's a very, very small fraction when you think of it in the grand scheme. 75 liters
still,
versus 830,000.
Still.
I don't understand how like gallons and liters fill up a pool. Like it feels like it should only be like 1,000, but it's like hundreds of thousands of gallons
definitely.
That are in pools. It's insane. yeah. And those are just the people who admit it. You want to hear a Michael Phelps quote on it?
Yeah.
Michael Phelps said, and he agreed, that it's an acceptable behavior. He said, I think everybody
really?
Pees in the pool. He said, chlorine kills it, so it's not so bad.
I mean, that's not inaccurate. That is what chlorine is there for.
Chlorine kills it. It keeps it clean and keeps it sanitary.
So you have peed in the pool.
I just don't like the idea of swimming in piss.
So you didn't say
I've never peed in the pool. I've never peed in the pool. I also think girls pee in the pool more than guys.
Really?
I'm going out there and saying that. Why? Yes. Because of the conversation we had, it seemed like the people we were talking to had a much more passionate reaction about it.
They said they have.
Yeah. Just like girls like laugh when
they're not going to drop names here.
No. I wouldn't drop a name. Ever. I would never do that. Girls like laugh and then they pee themselves, right?
Oh, true.
It's like true. They could laugh in a pool or like just accidentally let it slip. I just feel like they do it more often by accident than guys. We have control over it.
We have bigger bladders.
Bigger bladders. We're doing well.
Got me fired up. So I kind of wanted to start this podcast off with something funny, but it's too late now because we already started the podcast. But what's up, brother?
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
What is he saying? Special team.
Tuesday. I wanted to just make a statement that Sketch is the most famous person in America right now.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
He has to be, yes.
He 100% is. And I have like my own made up stats to back it up. But okay. He is.
I mean, he's been on so many social media accounts. We're talking about him here.
I know.
Everyone's talking about him.
He's capitalizing on the fame by going on all these YouTubers' platforms. Steve Will Do It, Bradley Martin, Jinxie. We're talking about him. Yeah. FaZe Rug just had him on. There's a million people that are trying to reach out to Sketch right now and get him on, including us. So, Sketch, if you want to come on, you're more than welcome. Two, he's hanging out with the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud, yeah. Stephon Diggs now.
People on the PGA Tour, people celebrating in the NCAA Championship.
In the MLB, Bryce Harper's new celebration. The Philly celebration is that.
Everybody's doing it. Everybody's on board.
Teachers in the country are starting their class by saying, what's up, brother?
What gets people to...
What's up, brother?
Hop on that train.
He just seems like such a likable guy. he's just that guy. He's him.
You just want to be around him.
I really want to hang out with him. Also, he's like our age.
Yeah.
I thought he was younger.
No.
He's like 25.
He's having a run like some people that...
Like Tiger from those 10 years.
It's the most dominant run in sports history.
The most dominant.
Sketch is having it in the streaming.
Social media.
Social media landscape.
Yeah. And then pro coaches are saying his quotes. Just everybody's talking about it. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden started saying it.
I'm going to... You know,
I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump reached out to Sketch and had him at his rally.
You think so?
I would not be surprised.
So this is the first time I'm ever going to do this. I'm taking a segment that we film after this in what we call game time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm bringing it in.
Do it.
It's on topic. It's on brand. I'm going to do it. All right, Brian. Rank these viral characters without knowing who comes next.
Sketch, so
people
number
who
one.
Have... Sketch.
Number one.
I
seriously think that he's my favorite like social media person that I have seen in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm glazing right now.
Yeah, you really are.
I just think he's so funny. He's so funny. Oh, but if you say somebody else, I might. Oh, you're going to say him, aren't you?
I don't know. I'm going to go first.
Should I put him at two?
Do whatever you want to do. I don't know.
I'm putting Sketch at two.
You're putting Sketch at two. You're moving him down.
I'm moving him down to two.
Who knows if I included who you're talking about?
You definitely did. I know you did.
Psy. Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
That guy had a run.
He did have a run.
He had a fantastic run.
One of the most watched YouTube videos of all time, I think, is Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Four.
Or at least music videos.
Four.
Music
videos? There wasn't much personality outside of the song, I feel. So I'm putting
him
four.
He's still killing it.
Four.
He's jumping off like out of...
In Korea, though.
Yeah.
Not here.
But from the ground launching up. He's very cool. Salt Bae.
Five.
That was lame. I don't know what you want me to do. He had a run.
I'm just saying. It was fine.
Guy doesn't
even talk. I don't think he deserved it.
There's not.
But now everybody's doing it.
What if I replace Salt Bae? You want me to replace him?
No, leave it.
Okay.
Leave it.
Hasbulla.
One. That's who I knew you were going to say.
He's number one.
I crack up at him. He's just hilarious.
I want Sketch and Hasbulla collab.
That would break the internet.
It would break the internet.
If Hasbulla started doing the signs, oh my God.
Forget it.
I would love it.
All right. Last one.
Yeah.
Ken Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Ken Bone?
That's a perfect list. He was the number three.
He was in the debates at the 2016 presidential debates.
We had in college, we had a mattress race. They do mattress races and you have to customize your mattress.
Okay.
And we customized it to look like a podium and we dressed somebody up like Ken Bone and we sent them down College Avenue at Rutgers.
That's unbelievable.
It was so funny.
Oh my God.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Kembone at three, perfect list.
All right, I brought it in. I had to do it. Some things have to be done, and I did it.
I love it. Okay, so I'm still just on this food thing. Food can't, it just doesn't leave my mind.
It doesn't leave.
Virgil's is so good. All right. So I saw this video that the center from NC State, I forget his name.
Okay.
They made the Final Four. He became this big star now. He's huge. He owns vending machines.
Vending machines
as like a side gig and like fills them up and sells them. So they asked him to fill his dream vending machine with five snacks.
Oh.
Fill up your dream vending machine with five snacks.
This is the hardest thing you've ever asked me to do.
So it has to be vending machine snacks. Now you can't just throw like Kraft mac and cheese in there.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't?
I know you would.
Why wouldn't?
I know you would.
Oh, I'm going to have to look up some inspiration here.
I mean, I just think about going back to high school and getting snacks after basketball, after football practice.
Ugh.
Say it.
No. Do you
say
think
it?
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal bar.
Oh, that's such
that one?
A good pull.
Well, you just took me back to that era.
I agree.
You know what I'm pairing with it, and this is what you wanted me to say.
Cinnamon bun.
It's kinda, can I throw drinks in there or no?
No, no drinks. No drinks.
All right, no drinks. I was going to say Yoo-Hoo. Okay. Yoo-Hoo with the... No, okay, okay, no. Okay.
So I thought you were going to say the honey bun. You remember the honey bun?
No.
I used to rip that thing
I was
apart.
Never a honey bun guy.
You wouldn't put the honey bun in?
No.
Damn it. So he said, the center from NC State said that you need some chips in there.
Yeah, so I'm trying to
you
think.
Always need chips. He said chips are a great seller. So you got the Cinnamon Toast Crunch breakfast bar.
I got another one.
Let's hear it.
All right, this is a niche one. I'm very niche.
It's fine.
Grandma's mini sandwich creams.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. It's the blue package. It's the white cookies with the little, they're like Oreos.
Those were very good.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah, those are like the golden Oreos, but just mini.
Very niche
and
list.
Better.
Very niche list I'm going for right now.
Well, we went to the same high school, so we saw the same vending machines.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Do I put fruit snacks in there?
I did.
Do I put fruit snacks? All right, fruit snacks.
What kind?
The Welch's.
Yeah, that's what I put
in. Yeah. Maybe if you're feeling crazy, maybe one of the variety packs.
I mean, I would love the Scooby-Doo fruit snacks, but those are just too small. They're too small.
They're not it. Not it. I feel like you got to go a candy next.
And a chip.
And you got to go a chip.
I agree. You got a well-rounded team there.
But I do like pretzels. Nah, I can't go pretzels. I
can't
do it.
You could go like a Chex mix. You could have all of them.
No, I would never get it from it. If I'm this vending machine right here is staring me in the face, Doritos or Fritos?
I would go Doritos. I think Doritos
but which
are
ones?
Sweet, spicy chili.
I'm going Fritos. What? I'm taking
just
Fritos.
Regular Fritos?
Regular Fritos.
That's going to lose you some fans there.
Yeah, probably. It's salty, and I just, if I see it, I'm a fan of the packaging.
Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion. And then do I want a chocolate bar, or do I want
like a fruity thing? You already have the fruit snacks.
Okay.
Are you going Reese's?
Are Reese's in vending machines?
Yeah.
Okay, Reese's. Give me Reese's Pieces.
I don't hate that vending machine.
Yeah. The Fritos one was a little bit out there, but...
The Fritos one...
All right.
I mean, I like Fritos.
I know you do.
But I need a dip with Fritos.
You do.
I made this...
What you do?
I made this corn street corn dip for Super Bowl when I watched it by myself.
Okay.
And I ate the entire thing with Fritos.
Don't promote.
It wasn't by myself. I was with my girlfriend and my brother.
Oh.
None of my
sounded
like friends.
It just really sounded like, just it was like when I watched it by myself, when I was alone, there was no one else there.
Well, I was the only one drinking beers. So yeah, I was drinking by myself. But it was fun. I had a good time.
When you eat bad food, right? Mm, or junk food, sometimes it stirs up your stomach.
Okay.
Do you wipe with your left hand or your right hand?
Why do we have to talk about this?
We're talking about it because there's a whole cultural thing behind it.
I'm not sure.
Give this segment
a chance.
Let
me go through it.
What do you mean you're
not
sure?
Can I go through it?
You're not sure?
I just don't know.
Go through it.
I think I go right.
Do you want me to leave private?
No, I think I go right.
Of course you go right. Of course you have to
go
right.
No, yeah, I do go right. I go right behind.
Okay.
If you go,
I didn't need the front.
If
or
you
behind.
Go front, that's crazy.
I didn't need that.
Well, because
now I'm imagining it.
I think
now
girls go front.
I think it depends. Yeah, because no,
back.
No, they go back and they go up. You have to go up.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't be pushing down. Stuff. I don't know.
You do know. You're talking about.
Sometimes I give an up down.
Okay.
All right. What hand do you eat with?
Thank God that was. There's more to this.
Oh no, it comes back. Oh. It's full circle.
What hand do I eat with?
What hand do you eat with?
I eat with my right hand.
Okay, now here's the lesson here.
But then I wash my hand after I wipe.
Which
so.
Is yes, that's what you
that's
have.
That's the
do.
Lesson.
No,
I didn't
I'm
think
telling
you have to
you,
teach
no,
people
I'm
to wash your hands.
You're not letting me get to it. In some cultures, it's considered impolite and unsanitary to eat with your left hand because the left hand became known as the unclean hand. So in cultures, like I'm talking overseas, India specifically also, okay. I believe, and don't quote me on that, they wipe with their left hand, and then when you shake people's hands and everything, this is considered your clean hand.
But there's toilet paper, and
there is
soap
paper.
And water.
Yes, there is.
So I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, it's not a problem, but I'm just telling you, culturally, I'm trying to educate you.
My girlfriend and her parents get on me when we talk about this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
They're like, why do you do
no,
this?
Well, the left
I'm like,
hand.
I don't bring it up. You bring it up.
The left hand is for personal hygiene and the right hand you use to eat, shake hands, etc.
So you
could actually insult someone if you're in a different country and you eat with your left hand or you have to. Like, so even the lefties use their right hand.
So are you saying we have to switch that?
Well, because someone told my girlfriend told me when we were in Spain. She said some cultures don't eat with their left hand, and then I looked it up, and now it's being incorporated
in the
podcast.
I think that most people don't eat with their left hand.
Think of all the things you do with your right hand.
I do everything with my right hand.
You brush your teeth.
I do everything with
you
my
eat
right
food.
Hand. Everything.
That's the same.
I'm a right
hand. You wipe with.
Yeah, but I wash my hands.
I know you wash your hands, but I'm. Just,
you don't.
I'm just. You know what? If I go if I go numero dos, I'm wiping.
I would believe
wait.
It.
Of course, I'm wiping. I'm washing. I'm washing.
You wild man.
You have to. Yeah, just want to get educated because you know what? We're trying to be more cultured here and understand.
So this one's pretty fun since you're talking about cultural things.
Mm.
This is cultural.
Okay.
Which country is hated for these things? So general population, apparently a percentage of people hate these countries for these specific things. I want you to try to guess the country.
Oh, okay. I love it.
Bad food. Which country is hated for having bad food? 45% of people hate this country because of bad food.
I'm going to go America.
No.
Because people think it's unhealthy.
No.
No?
No, America has better food than this country, apparently.
What about France?
No.
People like French food? India.
French food is good. No. People like Indian food.
I don't know.
Think about the country where there's not much food that's culturally from there. Like Mexico, obviously
yeah.
Mexican
yeah,
food.
Yeah.
France has French food.
Yeah, of course. Russia.
No. Well, that's a good guess.
That's a solid
porridge.
Guess. Porridge?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
England.
That makes sense. No, of course I should have known.
I thought you
would
have got that.
Again, not
so
culture.
Yeah, 45% of people hate England because of their food.
Yeah. The shepherd's pie doesn't do it.
Doesn't do it. What about arrogance?
Arrogance.
Which country's known for arrogance?
America.
No.
Really?
You're going to guess America for all these things.
It's. I think a lot of people would, I don't know, agree. Arrogance. What about the French?
You're right.
France. Yeah.
France. 50% of people hate France for being arrogant.
I've never been there, but
we're not
I've
judging.
Heard, I've
this
heard,
isn't us.
I've heard some people are rude there to Americans, which you
hands
might
up.
Have a... Yeah, hands are up. The hands are up. You might have a case, but it's fine.
All right. What about that all the wildlife wants to kill you?
Oh, Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it
that
does.
That was pretty good.
Dude, I watched a
massive
video
spiders.
Of a kangaroo the other day.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's like the crocodiles, the spiders,
yeah.
The snakes.
Well, the kangaroo was like, he was really angry behind this gate. And the owner, I guess the owner...
I don't know.
Yeah, she was like, oh, why are you mad? Why are you mad? I'm like, he's not paying attention.
Punched him.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak English.
He doesn't.
So yeah, that was Australia. 60% of people hate Australia for the wildlife wanting to kill them.
That's crazy.
I have another two for you.
Okay.
Pickpocketing.
Now, every single city that I go to,
I know.
Everybody's like, watch out for the pickpocketers.
Every city. Yes, yeah, it doesn't even matter. I mean, we live near New York, and I'm sure that people get told that when they come to New York. We just don't because we live here. But I get told it when I go anywhere.
Yeah.
Chicago?
I heard about Spain.
Spain, Italy?
Oh, was that? Oh, that was my guess.
No, Spain's not it.
What about Colombia?
No.
These are
you're
the
closer.
Two places I've been.
You're closer.
Brazil.
No, close.
Argentina.
86% of people hate Argentina for being known for pickpocketing.
I mean, why do people got to do that?
What about no freedom of speech?
No freedom of speech.
That's not America.
Yeah, not America.
Not America.
Can I get a Russia?
No.
North Korea?
No. Closer. It's another big country over there.
Another big country over there. India?
No, close. Another big countries
over there.
This is getting bad.
What's the one above Russia?
No, no. Above Russia.
There's
Antarctica?
Nothing, there's nothing above Russia.
Nothing above Russia.
I'm keeping that in.
The big country in Asia, Jack.
Big country in Asia. China.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's China. 87% of people hate China for no freedom of speech.
Makes sense.
What about high taxes?
America.
Take your guess. Yep. Nope. It's not America, but I would agree that we do have high taxes.
Canada.
No.
Oh.
89% of people hate this country for their high taxes.
I'm going to Europe.
Yeah.
I'm going to take.
What's your nationality?
Oh, Latvia.
No, the bigger nationality.
Italian.
Yes. Italy. 89% of people hate Italy for high taxes.
I can't believe we went Latvia first.
I don't know why you did. I don't know why you did. Unexploded landmines.
Unexploded landmines, but they're just around?
I mean, they deserve to be hated if that's a fact.
I have no idea. Like Iceland? Greenland?
No. Think Middle East.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Iran?
No.
Not,
no, sorry. Think Africa.
Africa?
North.
Yeah, yeah.
Africa.
Egypt?
Yes.
Okay.
Egypt. Apparently, 98% of people hate Egypt for having unexploded landmines, which makes it seem like there are unexploded landmines there.
Which I'd prefer that than them exploding.
Well, that means that they could
I'd
explode.
I'd rather them stay unexploded.
Yeah, but that means they could explode.
I know. I'm trying to justify.
What about alcohol addiction?
America.
Not America. I mean, a lot of these America can fall under.
It's oh, not America. Ireland.
No.
Oh.
This one's kind of a random country in Europe.
In Europe?
They love alcohol.
Turkey.
No. Close.
Yeah. The other one. Hungary.
Yes. The other one. Yeah. 75% of people hate Hungary because of their alcohol addiction.
I don't know why they're drinking over there.
And what about too many sheep? Why does somebody hate a country for having too many sheep?
Is that Ireland?
No. This one's unjustified, though.
Unjustified?
What's the problem with too many sheep? 25% of people.
Sometimes they get in the way.
I guess.
Opposite side of the world? What has sheep? Russia.
No. It's near Australia.
Near Australia. New Zealand?
New Zealand. 25% of people hate New Zealand because they have too many sheep.
Why?
Not a right reason.
That's not a right reason
Disagree.
At all.
Disagree.
No one deserves that.
Sheep are great.
Okay.
Sheep
we could,
are friends, not
we
food.
Could stick on the topic of location, states.
Okay.
I feel like our YouTube and Instagram audience love these topics.
Oh, yeah.
No, so last week we did get rid of five states. I jokingly said that we would bring back the segment, and you said we actually should.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
So I want you to get rid of another five U.S. states. So if you had to get rid of five more U.S. states, which ones are you picking? You already got rid of five. Do you want me to refresh you?
I have
you?
Them listed.
Okay. Well, it's Arkansas, North Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, and Indiana. They're gone.
Yeah. Let me just pull up a map of the USA.
Now, I think some of my picks from the previous week are going to come into this.
They might.
They might. They might have be, to. Zach. I think they're next up.
They might be next up. You might be right.
I kind of like this style of like, this is almost like a bracket. First of all, great series idea.
Should we just break it down until we get to one?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's almost like a bracket, but instead you're just removing five as you go.
You're removing five. I think I'm going to just do it.
Are you going to do it?
Not yours. I know you have one in your mind. I'm not getting rid of it yet.
Why?
I'm standing strong with Ohio.
Why?
I'm standing strong with Ohio.
Why are you staying strong?
I'm getting rid of West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Get them out.
Why?
I've been there. Nothing special.
Nothing going on?
There's actually beautiful scenery in the mountains. But other than that, name a city in West Virginia.
Morganville.
That's Morganville? Where WVU is. But
really?
That's it.
Outside of that, there's nothing?
West Virginia University, and that's it.
So that's gone.
It's out of here.
Get it out of here.
Get it out.
Gone.
Get out.
They have a lot of fireworks stores in West Virginia. Where's everyone going to get their fireworks from?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, geez. I might have to do it.
You're going
to
take out Ohio?
Nope.
Oh.
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Mount Rushmore's out of here.
Mount Rushmore's gone.
It's out of here.
We're just taking
That's
it out.
That's it. That's all they got. That's all they got.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
Name
over
something
there.
Else.
They got rocks House. And mountains and hills. I don't know. They got things.
You're naming
the nature.
Mount Rushmore. That's what you're naming. All right. Yeah, that's out. I feel good about
you
that.
You feel good? You got three more to go.
Yeah. All right. Ohio's out.
Ohio's out. We're taking Ohio's Ohio. Out.
I stood strong with Ohio as long as I could, folks. It's as long as I could. I'm serious.
It's done.
It's done.
Listen, it had a great run. Maybe next year.
It's just going to be that whole area of the country is just going to leave first. Oh, man. I got to get rid of two more today.
Two more today.
Mm.
And we'll come back the next podcast.
You can't get rid of Illinois this early because of Chicago. You just can't.
Yeah, no.
You just can't. You really can't do it.
You really can't.
I think I have to get rid of this state. I don't want to because of the corn, but I got to get rid of Nebraska.
No. You're doing it?
I got to do it.
Really? So no corn. You don't want any corn?
I love corn.
Okay. Jack.
But I have to get rid of Nebraska.
I love corn, Zach.
I'm basing this of I'm basing this off of like where I would like to live and like where I would like to visit in my life. I've been to Nebraska.
You could do whatever you want. You've been to Nebraska?
Yep.
Oh, for Rutgers yep. took you there?
Nebraska football game.
Wow.
So I got to get rid of one more.
You got one more state you got to get rid of. Just dish Alaska out. No one's going to be mad.
No.
No one's
going to be mad. No one's gonna Alaska's be, beautiful. No the bald eagles.
It's so far.
The whales. Snow.
No one cares. Just dish it.
No, I can't yet. Get it might be next round, though. All right. I can't do it yet. Oh, man. I'm in between a couple.
What are you thinking? Which couple? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. You're doing it?
Oh. What do you think I'm
doing?
You're
doing it? I have no idea.
Should I get rid of Alaska?
Minnesota.
Minnesota's beautiful.
Why are you so supportive of these places that have nothing?
Oklahoma or Minnesota?
Oklahoma's got it's warmer weather.
All right. Minnesota's out.
You're taking Minnesota out?
No. I'm not taking Minnesota out.
Oh, what?
Take it back. Wisconsin's out.
Wisconsin?
Yep. I don't care about the cheese.
What about the golf courses?
They got there's golf courses there. Everywhere.
They got Whistling Straits. You got
that's it. I'm sure there's nice
rid of,
courses that, there.
You got rid of Chicken Joe's Home.
All right, fine. I'm not getting rid of it. Minnesota's out.
Minnesota's out.
Minnesota's out.
You're very easy to convince.
I'm sorry. Minnesota's out. So today we got rid of Ohio, West Virginia, Nebraska, Minnesota, and
South Dakota.
And South Dakota
gone.
That's almost the entire middle of the country is out.
It's just all that.
I feel really bad. It's going to get harder and harder as we go.
It's so much more difficult. We might go all the way down to one.
We are.
Okay.
We are getting down to one. Mm. That's going to be fun. I don't want to do another game yet because I want to save this game for the end. But I did want to bring up a topic. Iowa lost Caitlin Clark. They lost South Carolina.
Yep.
Congratulations, South Carolina.
Iowa also lost last week when you removed them.
They did lose then too. Could Caitlin Clark play in the NBA?
She's 6'1".
I think. You want me to fact check you?
How tall is she?
She's 6 foot.
I'm taking a... No, she can't.
You don't think she can?
No.
I think that she potentially could.
I just think physically, it's a battle.
That's the biggest downfall. That's the one big downfall I have is physically, I don't think she could handle it.
She could shoot. She has the handles for it.
She plays like Steph Curry.
Yeah. No, she is.
If she plays like Steph Curry doesn't really get physical. Does he? He gets more physical than you think she can handle.
Sneakily gets more physical, yeah.
I think she could handle it, potentially. If she's a spot-up shooter.
Spot-up shooter. Well, okay, so.
If she's a Steve Novak.
I initially went into this thinking like, okay, it's translating her game now into the NBA, which I don't think that works.
I think she would thrive as a spot-up shooter because, one, she has a better shooting percentage than majority of the NBA.
Ball's a little smaller.
Yeah, but I'm sure she could get used to it. Yeah. That was like Sabrina Ionescu in the three-point contest. She used the men's ball.
Yeah,
no?
And she killed
I'm sure she can get used to it. It's a little further.
Yeah.
I think she could do it.
I'm trying to think like the player comp that I would give her. You said like Steve Novak?
No. She wouldn't. That's like a downgrade, I think. Yeah. She's better than Steve Novak, I think.
I just think she would have a tough time creating her shots. So
why? Because she's so short? We've seen 6 foot players.
I just think physically the matchups don't work for her. I don't think she makes it physically in the league.
But what about like Isaiah Thomas? He made it in the league.
Yeah, but Isaiah Thomas is stronger than Caitlin Clark.
You're probably right.
So, I mean, yes. When you give me that player comp, like maybe.
Do you think she deserves a shot potentially?
I'd like to see her play a game.
I would love to.
I would love to see her play a game, see what she could do. She's not going to go scoreless. She's not going like shut out, shut down.
If she gets 5 shots up, she's making at least one. Yeah. At least.
Oh, that's a tough question.
I know.
You asked some very good questions.
Well, she got offered by the Big Three League. Ice Cube's
the Big Three League, she'd do very well in.
Yeah, but that's retired NBA players like Joe Johnson.
Retired.
No, Joe Johnson can still ball.
He can still ball. Yeah, but they're not playing the same defense in that league.
It's 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Dave Portnoy offered her $10 million to play in his rec league.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think she's going to do that. $10 million is a lot of freaking money.
No, it's a great debate. I'd have to really think about it. I like the Isaiah Thomas comp that you gave. And someone like Nate Robinson was much shorter and still thrived and had a career. Yeah, but he... Yeah. So like strength-wise, I think it's a big component to it.
I think if you sign her to your team and use her strategically in like moments where you need some big shots, some threes, put her in for like a minute or two, just let her run the court. Yeah. I think that could be beneficial.
And she could definitely dribble the ball around and like get around stuff. I'm just 100%. Worried about the physical component of it.
Me too.
And like, you know, if you got somebody who's 6'4 up in your grill that
or
is that strong.
Four. Yeah. If you have Kevin Durant on you, Giannis on you, it's not going to go down well.
No.
Yeah, no. Caitlin but Clark versus Giannis.
Cross up. She can probably cross him up. But they have to get physical. If you're physical with her, forget it.
Yeah. Well, there's no rules saying that you can't.
Really?
Yeah. So a woman can join
Sport
of the NBA, I think.
The worst team in the NBA should just
the Pistons.
Put her on.
Draft her. Why not? At least the views will go up.
Yeah. 10-day contract. See at what least, she does. At least maybe she'll help.
It'll help social.
It will, for sure. Okay, I have a topic relating to sports as well. And we did this a little bit last time, and we're going to do it again.
Let's do it.
Can you guess the five teams who have made the NBA Finals but never won?
Ooh.
So last time you did the teams that never made it to the Finals. Now we're going through the teams that have made it to the NBA Finals, but they didn't win. There's five of them.
Did the New Jersey Nets make it?
The Nets made it, and they didn't win. That's one of the teams.
With Vince Carter, Jason Kidd, Richard Jefferson?
I think they did it prior to Vince Carter. But I'm not complete. Yeah, I think it was prior to. It was the Kenyon Martin, Richard Jefferson, Jason Kidd. Kerry Kittles.
Oh, Kerry Kittles. Oh, that was a good era. I barely watched those.
Bokey Knockbar.
No, that was after.
That was after.
Bokey is my boy. Number seven. I think that the Suns made it.
And didn't win?
Yeah.
You'd be correct. That's another one. The Suns made it. Steve Nash, but they didn't win.
He never got that ring. He deserves a
ring.
It's
tough for point guards to win championships without
He was a terrible coach. Great player, terrible coach. My favorite player of all time. Terrible coach.
It's crazy how that works because he was basically a coach when playing.
I know.
And then you come in and
some of the three best players in the league. Don't get me started. All right, let me think here. Are these like recent years here?
What that they made it?
Yeah. Or no? You don't have
I
years?
Would say no.
I'm looking up NBA teams. Hold on.
Do you want like a timeline for when they were? Because they were all kind of within a similar time period.
Sure.
I would say like the 90s. Wasn't good. If I had to say late 80s.
What about
90s, maybe early 2000s?
Can I get the Pacers?
Pacers are there too.
Wow.
Yes. So you got three. Going. You have a sweep going.
Oh my
I want to say one of these teams was in the 2000s. Or
the 2000s.
Yeah. But
ooh,
don't.
Ooh. Are the Magic on there?
The Magic are on there. I'm thinking it's the Dwight Howard team, right? It's got Dwight Howard.
Or Shaq.
Hidu Turkoglu.
Or Shaq.
That's what I thought. That's why I said 2000s.
Oh, man, 90s. I feel good. This is a sweep word.
Shaq came in. Yeah, wow. You got one more left.
I'm nervous.
You know what's funny is you mentioned this team last week, and I told you, I said, think about it, because you had it wrong.
Oh, did I?
I was like, of course they made it. Well, you got?
Wait.
Did I confuse you? No. Don't let me confuse you.
Yeah, because the Mavericks won with Dirk.
You need one more for the sweep.
Okay. It's not the Mavericks. It's not the Rockets. Is it the Grizzlies? It's not the Pelicans. It's not the Spurs.
No, those were...
Could be the Grizzlies. The Suns are on here, not the Lakers. Clippers?
I think the Grizzlies were on the list last week.
Yeah, they were. You're saying they were on the list last week?
I thought they were.
You're saying this team is on the list last week?
No.
So it's not the Grizzlies.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm helping you out.
It's not the Thunder. I'm in between two teams here.
Yeah?
Is it the Hawks?
It's not the Hawks. You didn't complete
the
sweep.
Jazz?
It's the Jazz.
Oh, my God.
Carl Malone. Who's the other guy?
I should have got that.
Who's the point guard?
John Stockton. That was the other team. Why did I choose the Hawks?
I don't know why you chose the Hawks. I don't know why you went there.
It was so dumb. I was literally going to say the Jazz.
A little dumb.
Very dumb. Damn, that sucks. But
it's okay. Those are the five.
Well, I have one more topic for us.
Okay.
You have one or a couple?
I have a couple, but I could.
All right. Okay, so we always do this topic in game time, and people love it on our channel on the short form, so I'm going to bring it to the long form. How many of these would it take to kill you?
Oh, yeah.
Energy drinks.
Probably not a lot.
How many?
I'm going to say maybe eight.
Eight?
Yeah, because I think they...
I'm not going to say I could do eight, but...
You can't drink eight.
You don't think I could drink
Let's
eight?
Let's go 28.
You don't think I could drink eight?
No. Don't do it. That's so much caffeine. That's not good. 28.
52 energy drinks.
I don't know. I feel like if...
Do you think you would just implode?
I don't...
What would happen?
you turn radioactive. I don't know. It's...
What about beer? How many pints of beer? So pints are bigger.
Yeah, 16 ounces.
20. I don't believe this one.
Okay, 78.
No, well, it would kill you,
yeah.
But it's less than that.
Okay.
You want another guess?
39.
No, apparently 20 pints.
20 pints?
I don't believe that, though.
think it depends what's going on.
I think this is for the average person. Right?
Didn't Wade Boggs drink like 100 beers on a
That's why I said this is the average person. Same with Andre the Giant drank like 100 on a plane too. Yeah. But no, it's 20 pints apparently. I feel like that's doable.
I don't know.
No, it's probably not.
Yeah. Pints is a lot because you're talking every three beers is basically
four. How many pints do you think you could drink?
Every three beers is four.
Most. So. Before like passing out. I think I could do like 12. That's what I was going to say. 12.
13.
That's pushing it.
So think about almost twice the amount of that. It's a lot.
Yeah. All right. What about time without sleeping? How many hours? Or sorry, how many days?
I think you could only go like 4 days.
Without sleeping?
After four or five. Let's go 5 days.
Go a little cuckoo?
No, I think you're... Loco? I think your system like shuts down. Off the walls bananas? Yeah.
Off the walls bananas.
Your system doesn't know how to react with it.
So you think 4 days?
Yeah, I think
4 days. 11 days.
11.
That's a long time.
Yeah. That is a very long time. I can't even make it through one day.
I think I could stay up for like 2 days. That's it.
Yeah.
Max.
After that. It used to be so cool pulling an all-nighter.
I know. I never really did it though.
Like, I did it a few times.
I always
times.
Like felt, but then you sleep at like 9 a.m. Yeah. Like, it doesn't really count. Punches for Mike Tyson.
One.
You're correct.
If you get one good solid punch from Mike Tyson.
A clean punch to the face or clean. The jejunum. What movie?
Semi-pro.
Yes.
Did you watch Jake Paul punch
someone?
That guy in the stomach?
Who 6'9"? Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
Yes.
Lil Pump did not take that well.
Fell straight on the ground. Yeah, but one punch will kill you. Yeah. I believe that.
Do you think Jake Paul might die in the ring?
Potentially. Octopuses. Is it octopuses or octopi?
I thought it would be octopi.
Yeah, but the website said octopus.
I'm allergic. I can't eat it.
Okay. Well, how many? No, I'm saying how many would it take to kill you, like not eating it wise?
Oh.
Like killing, like strangling you or something. I don't know how they would do it.
Two.
Apparently three.
Three.
You could take on three.
How big are
you? You can't take on three because they could, if they get in your mouth.
I've actually had octopus. It's very good.
You'll go into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. No, not really, but they're dangerous. The giant squid's the most dangerous.
Octopus, not a giant squid. Okay. I'm sure one giant squid would take you down. What about giraffes?
Yeah, the neck. I can't. My neck's never been the same.
It's just hard. Like, what else? What other than that are they going to do?
No, they're stampede. Scary, man. They're tall. They could stampede you. They could kick you.
How many would it take to kill you?
Four.
Five.
Five.
Very close.
Yeah.
What would they would stampede or go?
What's your attack against a giraffe? What are you doing? Taking
break
out the
legs?
Yeah, break the legs. They're thin.
Karate chop.
They're thin. They're probably really not that thin.
You'd have to drop kick them, but you'd have to get one leg per giraffe. Right, to immobilize.
I guess so. Take it out. I would take over one of the giraffes and use it against.
On.
Yeah.
But you're not getting up that.
Tail. Grab the tail.
Raccoons.
Raccoons are. That's exactly the thought
they're
I have.
Gross.
Yeah, they're kind of.
Sorry, raccoons. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
I was in my hot tub once. It came up to the hot tub.
Oh, really?
I was hanging out there? So scared.
10.
I unloaded the water on him.
10.
11 raccoons would kill you.
That was a pretty good guess.
Yeah. Have you thought about that before?
No. I just figured how many I could take on at once. If they're all coming at me, and you could shed a few off, but once you get too many,
they come on the face.
It's too much. Oh.
Penguins.
Penguins.
Yeah. Penguins, penguins. They're like...
They have really, no attack.
They don't have any
attack. Their attack rating is like a 10 Magikarp. Out of 100.
Magikarp.
50.
Wow. 95.
95, yeah. I could take on a million penguins.
You think
they would
suffocate you?
Probably.
You think you can take? You think you could defeat more penguins than you can toddlers?
Yeah. Penguins aren't doing anything.
They're pecking.
They don't have nothing.
They could peck.
Nothing. I'm kicking. Kicking the penguins.
What about fish?
Mm.
Just regular fish.
Regular fish or like a school of fish?
You're in the ocean, one fish.
One fish.
Are you going to die by one fish?
600.
No.
They're not doing anything.
Apparently 20,000 fish.
20,000. Yeah. They can't do anything.
So the only way is that 20,000 fish can keep you down because you can't get through the fish.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
20,000. Not 19,000 though.
That's a ton of fish.
That would be really, really scary.
You have a car.
I do have a car.
I have a car. How many times do you lock your car when you walk away from it?
Two.
Two?
Are you asking me this because you know that I lock
it? No, I have no idea. I lock it sometimes like 8 times.
I have OCD. Well, so I used to have to lock it 4 times.
Okay.
So I would go 1, 2. So it would go beep, beep. And then I'd do it again. Beep, beep. So it used to be four. I've changed it to two because my dad said it was really annoying. He said, why do you lock the car so much? And I say, I don't know.
Well, you never really know if it's locked, right? You never know if the button works.
I'll still go to four sometimes. I'll still go four. Just in case. No, because those are two. I lock it as soon as I get out, two. And then sometimes I forget if I locked it, so I'll lock it again.
I use the hand lock thing. So like if I put my hand above the handle, my car locks.
That's weird.
And then I do it an additional time. Sometimes I do a third time. So I count that as three. I count the handle lock, and then okay. I go two remote locks. And then if I'm speculative, I go another four.
You know why I go two? I go two for my non-OCD reason. I go two because the first time it doesn't beep. It just locks. And then the second time it beeps.
Oh, so you like to hear a beep.
I like to hear the beep. Mm. Just for confirmation.
Is it like a rapid, quick
it's
touch?
It's like beep, beep.
Oh.
It's not like...
Yeah,
it's not like a machine gun.
Do you lock the car more often when you're like someone's near your car as you walk away from it?
No.
Like I was walking in the direction.
Just to make them known.
Yeah.
Yeah, that car's locked. Sorry.
I was walking in the direction of this car. I wasn't like right at it. It was just on the street while I was on the sidewalk. This guy, I swear to God, locked the car 12 times. Like he saw me, locked it. And then as I walked past him, it was already at like six times. And then did it like another six after I walked past.
You're a hostile figure.
I was like, what are people doing? Yeah. Do I look dangerous?
Yeah. Without the hat, you kind of do.
Relax. I'm thinking of just taking it.
What?
Debating.
Just shaving
just
the whole
shaving
thing?
Shaving it off.
Forever?
I'm thinking about it. We're close. No, you know what? I got to make it through the rest of my supply because they just sent me five more months worth.
Months?
We'll give it five more months.
All right, so 40 podcasts later, you might be bald.
I think before then, I think I'm going to buzz a zero and see how it looks. Because right now I do a one.
Let me see.
When I cut it down.
It looks fine, Zach.
It looks fine?
Yeah, why do you worry about it?
Maybe it's because I had a hat on all day yesterday.
No, I'm telling you, the receding hairline is a factor of the hat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
No, so I've been taking the hat
off. Stop wearing hats.
Well, I've been taking the hat off.
Take it off.
Often. No, no.
Take it off for the rest of the podcast.
No, take it off.
No. They already saw it.
It's okay.
Audio listeners can't hear it.
Everything can't see it.
Can't hear it
interesting,
either.
Interesting. Okay. Two more things. I'll just run. Maybe I'll do one more.
All right,
Who wants one more thing?
Who wants them? Me.
Like the video if you want one more thing.
Like the video and comment. We're waiting.
What holiday has the best candy?
Oh, baby. Well, Halloween is just every candy, no?
Halloween's every candy.
Does that not count?
I don't know, because something hits different about Easter.
I like Easter.
You get a lot of Easter chocolates, bunnies.
Well, what are the... Oh, Valentine's Day. All the candy's the same, though.
Valentine's Day, you get a lot of the richer chocolates. You get a lot of good stuff in there. And then Christmas, people are filling the stockings with candy.
I go Easter.
You're going to go Easter?
Yeah, because the Cadbury eggs.
You're going to go over Halloween.
No. Yeah, no, I am. Because the Easter candy is more special. That's more customized.
Yeah.
Like Halloween, what do we have? The Reese's pumpkins? They don't even look like pumpkins.
No, they don't have anything outside of the year that you could... There's no specialty to it.
No.
You could get those candies at any time
Easter
of the year.
Easter bunnies, Easter eggs. I love them. Peeps.
Easter bunnies are very good.
Peeps are horrible. Ooh, Peeps and candy corn is a good matchup, though. Candy corn sweeps Peeps. Sweeps Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Peeps
are horrible. They're really bad.
My mom likes them.
Oh, yeah?
I get on her every Easter. Like, why do you like these things?
That's a little tough. What about your birthday? Do you get candy for your birthday?
I actually got Reese's.
Yeah.
That's
just a normal candy.
Just normal candy.
I don't know. I was thinking of holidays. President's Day, Flag Day.
I don't get candy for this. 4th of July.
Thanksgiving. Well, I brought in food. So like what holiday has the best food?
Oh, baby.
Like, are you thinking Thanksgiving? Are you taking Christmas? Because like I get a little bit better food on Christmas than Thanksgiving.
Immediately I think of Thanksgiving just because it's known for food, but it doesn't have the best. I like Christmas because we go steak every year.
That's what we do. We do like
but
fillets.
Then again, like food on 4th of July is just barbecue food. Like
that's
summer barbecue
food.
Very
good. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Like,
it's
I might
very
just
good.
Go... I love a steak dinner, but I think I love barbecue food being outside on a beach, near a boat, wherever.
The whole vibe and setting is just better.
Vibe makes the food better. So I'm going to go 4th of July. It's a wild card.
I'm taking 4th of July over Thanksgiving
and
Christmas.
Yeah. I'd rather, like, I think, and it doesn't really factor into the food, but the vibe just makes the food that much better. Eating food outside is better than being stuck inside eating food.
Outside's always better than inside.
In every aspect.
Whenever they
ask besides when there's like a tsunami, hurricane, tornado.
Volcanic eruption.
Yeah. Or an eclipse.
I mean, the eclipse was... pretty lame. Overhyped. Now, I don't want to say overhyped because it's pretty cool if you were on the totality curve. I'm protecting myself. It was. Nothing really happened here. It really did it. But elsewhere, it would. All right. That wraps us up.
Podcast
74. Wow. We're going to hit, three quarters of a way to 100.
Wow.
What are we going to do for 100? Next episode.
Get a tattoo?
No, wait. What did I say I was going to do for 100?
Get a tattoo.
No.
You said that.
No, I didn't.
Skydive?
I said I was going to do something. No, I'm not skydiving. Why do you do this to
me? Do a bald podcast, you said, I think.
Oh, maybe I did say that. That might have been it.
That's not that exciting.
That's not that
exciting.
Let's just get a tattoo. I was thinking of showing up one day, just eyebrow shaved, head shaved, and just come.
We should bleach our hair.
I feel like I actually might pull it off.
You don't have hair, so.
It's coming back. Bleach your beard.
That would be weird. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have said eyebrows, hair, and shaved the beard. Just came in looking like a thumb.
Are you going to do it? Comment down below what we should do for podcast 100, which will be in like 2 months, 3 months.
20 months. No, it's like half a year.
At the end of summer.
Well, we'll see if we do more podcasts per week sometimes because we had an additional one this week.
Yeah.
I like the bonus episodes. But that's a wrap for podcast 74. We're super excited for all the things we got upcoming. More content, more videos, more laughs, more fun. That's a wrap.
That's so weird.